Among some of the most productive farming land in the country, in the regional Queensland city of Bundaberg, grows a most unexpected crop.
To become a musician, a professional musician, takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication.
It's like the universal language of mankind. Like everyone.
For me, I want the most pure mineral to be represented by sound, and for me that's gold.
You'll have a lovely life. You may not make a lot of money.
It's like the only language that everyone completely understands, which is really beautiful.
The Bundaberg Youth Orchestra, affectionately known as BYO, is one of the longest-running youth orchestras in the country, and it's becoming known as a fertile environment for growing musicians.
What is it do you love about the trombone?
I love the sound. I love being in the orchestra and sitting up the back and providing a warmth of sound, full majestic sounds, noble sounds.
For Ashley Carter, now the Associate Principal Trombone of the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, it was his time in BYO that took him from humble regional beginnings to the world stage.
I think it's that opportunity to play in the Bundaberg Youth Orchestra. It gives you a grounding, gives you the opportunity to play in a high-level ensemble. It gives you the opportunity to start learning the repertoire. You're developing those skills from such a very, very young age. I've travelled over to Germany, and I've also lived in Chicago in the United States for 2 years, where I did my master's degree.
While his achievements are significant, they're not unique for members of this 52-year-old not-for-profit orchestra. Conducting it for more than 30 years has been Robert Rota.
With the youth orchestra, we can work them at a different level at times, and so you can expose them to other sorts of music, and I think that helps them a lot when they go into university, because not everyone has that opportunity from an original area to do that. And I think that is one of the things that they come back and say, is we gave them some skills.
So we won't probably end up going faster than that.
A musician and composer himself, this conductor passes on all he can.
You want to make students who are better than you. And so if you're always competing them as far as being players, it's not the way to do it. So a lot of the players who I've personally taught and seen in the orchestras, in some ways they're far better musicians than what I am, but I've had probably more experience, so I can pass on a few ideas to them as far as that goes.
Corralling an orchestra of 10 to 23-year-olds requires not just passion, but discipline and standards. Rehearsal is a no-screen zone, and each member must audition to earn their chair.
They feed off each other and get the best out of each other in that situation.
The cumulative impact of the longevity and success of the orchestra has led to a cycle of outstanding musicians. That was the case for Ashley as a young player.
I actually saw a couple of musicians that were a few years ahead of me in that ensemble in a performance, and another trombone player that's in the Western Australia Symphony Orchestra, Liam O'Malley, was in that ensemble. Principal bass clarinet of the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, Alex Morris, was in that ensemble as well. I was like, I want to play with those guys. And that's just scratching the surface. There's so many great musicians which have come from that youth orchestra and gone on to be great musicians.
Now one of several cellists in BYO, Sophie Elder wants to pursue a career in music.
I think my favourite music period is classical. I think that's the style that I'm the best at.
For others, like Gracie Grollemond, it's about the joy that music brings right now.
I play the viola. It's the bane of all the orchestral jokes, unfortunately, but...
Why is that?
Oh, no one loves it, but, you know, no one likes to admit that they need us. We're like the glue that holds everyone together. I think when you're on your own, it's like that sense of, like, isolation and loneliness, and it's when you have people there like that can support you as well. It's like, oh, I might make a mistake, but my desk buddy, she backs me up, sort of thing. And then when she makes a mistake, I back her up, and it's just like that really beautiful balance.